The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I don't know. Do you need to get the A-OK to date someone that once dated your friend or family member?
I'm not sure that you're, you know, painting this picture correctly, but go ahead.
Producer John, what happened?
So I went out with somebody for 4 months. This was somebody who I called my girlfriend. And I feel like that's an important detail, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we break up. And then 2 weeks after we break up, one of my very good, like one of my core friends took her out for a date. They went out. And I take issue with that.
Okay. Did he ask you or mention to you or say anything about it?
He did not. But he told her he did.
I think
what?
If there's other.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a part of the story I hadn't heard before. And
that's
for
exactly
context
right.
Here, I want to just mention the fact that you told me that this is somebody that you guys had gone out together before.
The three of us.
Not even like a group of four. Like the three of them went out together.
All gone out to a concert very recently. It was just a couple weeks before we broke up.
Yeah. And then she realized and he realized when you were getting beer that they liked each other. And then you were already on the way out, and that's kind of what happened. I mean, obviously, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm being honest.
I mean,
you know, you have to know at some point there's some kind of attraction.
I mean, but that might be true, but all the more reason that this kind of makes it a little bit, you know.
It should be said, they went out one time. They have not gone out again.
Oh, okay. I mean, it would be different if they kept going out.
But you were upset because he didn't mention it to you, that you said he said nothing to you about it.
Said nothing to me.
I don't know if
you feel like you have to address it.
But do you? I mean, did he, you guys only dated for 4 months. I don't know. I use the words only. I don't know if in
high school
is 4 months is a long time. As a grown man, I'm not sure 4 months is a long time.
And given his track record the past 2 years, ever since he got divorced, yes, it's
man,
a long time.
You know,
state the obvious.
Jessica, this happened to you?
So my best friend dated a guy right after I did, and I was fine with it. I didn't want him anymore, and, you know, he was her problem, and they dated for 6 months, and then she told me I was right.
I mean, best friend, sorry, no thanks.
Yeah.
No, we're out. Right after you dated her? That ain't your best friend, girl.
And was there a conversation first? Did she bring it up to you? Like, because that's my whole thing.
Yeah, she asked. Did she tell you?
She did. I mean, that's why I was okay with it. I mean, I kind of warned her, you know, but I was like, you know, okay.
Listen.
That's how much I didn't care.
I don't care. If you're my bestie and you want to date them right after, and then on top of it, you take the advice and just flush that down the toilet, for reals, we're not best friends. I mean, obviously, I thought we were different.
John, what would you do if you were really into one of your best friend's exes? Would you ask them out or would you ask for, I don't want to use the word permission because we don't ask permission to date people. We give a heads up. Would you give a heads up that you were interested in this person and would that person have feelings of being upset?
You would have to give the heads up. You have to. If that's someone's girlfriend, if that was your girlfriend, if it's some girl you went out with for like, you know, a month and there was never a title, okay. If that was your girlfriend, conversation first.
I mean, even that, if it was in the last 90 days, I've got a time period on this warranty. That's all I'm saying.
90 days?
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, even if we went out for a month, if it was like, you know, 60 days, 30 days prior.
I don't know.
Tell me something, bro.
Not 2 weeks,
Tell me something, bro.
I don't know. What do you think? Do you need to get the A-OK to date someone that once dated your friend or family member? 1-800-330-9999. Do you need to get the A-OK to date someone that once dated your friend or family member? Producer John is all upset because one of his good buddies started dating a girl that he dated for 4 months. I don't know. My thought is 4 months, Nah, I don't know. I don't think you need to ask permission for 4 months.
I don't think that that's the right word. I just think that when somebody feels like there's a secret and they weren't part of the secret, it hurts their feelings.
It was my girlfriend. If you put the title on it, you got to have a conversation.
I mean, this is his good friend.
Hector, this happened to you too? What happened?
Yeah, listen, I was married for 19 years and a good friend of mine. And also, he was my bodyguard. Like, he painted all my cars. And after I got divorced, he married my ex-wife.
Really?
Did he give you the heads up that he was going to date her?
Nothing. I never got nothing. You know what? How I found out was I wished his son a happy birthday on social media, and I saw he liked everyone's comment but mine. And I'm like, Then I saw my young daughter post some pictures up with his son, and I'm like, what's going on? And then, you know, I confronted my kids, and they're like, oh, yeah, mom's dating so-and-so.
Oh, my God. And he never painted another one of your cars.
That was it.
He never painted another one of your cars after that, right?
Never again.
That's right. That's right, because it felt underhanded.
He doesn't even talk to me no more. Oh, I really don't care. I thought it was kind of messed up, you know. At least a heads up.
Right, like, I mean, if he gave you a heads up, you guys could still be cordial. You could be civil. Like, what's the point?
Nah, man, there's no civil at that point. Come on, that's 19 years of marriage.
And they painted a lot of cars for him. Yep. He did a quality job.
Chris, this happened to you too?
Yeah, man, my brother started dating my high school sweetheart when they were in their 30s. And he didn't tell me for like a whole 6 months, and now they're getting married next month.
Oh, that's awkward.
It's also 20 years.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's a long time.
Yeah, and I mean, listen.
There was still feelings involved, though.
Well, that's your
fault. That's a you problem.
I agree with that. Well. You can't have feelings for somebody 15 years after you screwed it up and didn't say anything.
But it's
like,
his
and
brother.
And then be like, I had dibs.
But it's his brother.
Who said I screwed it up?
Oh, no. Brothers do this all the time. I'm sure this wasn't the only girl that your brother dated of yours in high school or whatever. I mean, if they're going to do that once, they're going to do it more than once.
I mean, I guess I should have seen a comment.
Raven, John, both of you have brothers. Did any of your brothers ever date the same girl you dated?
My brother is like 12 years younger than me, so that would have been extremely awkward for that to happen, so no.
My brothers are 15 and 16 years younger than me, so no.
Again, would have been quite odd. But if you're like, you know, the year after or 2 years after, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
And it's not just brothers. Sisters do this too.
All right, I'm okay. I understand. I think for family members, you have to have a conversation. But just friends? I don't know. I don't feel like this guy had to say to you, hey, listen, I'm going to go out with whatever her name was.
This is the core friend group. I literally, like, we have dinner, just like the two of us. This is one of my core best friends.
What would be worse is that your friend telling you, or your brother, your sister, or your mom. Your mom sits you down and tells you that your brother or sister is now dating.
We made it through this whole thing almost without you bringing up my mom, Raven.
He just thinks it's about his mom. With
you, it's always about my mom.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.